Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of Japan Time. We've got a really good show for you guys this week. Today, I'm joined, of course, by the Triforce of Awesome, as always, Shofu, Zeph, and Mr. Ricky Cocaine.
Ricky Cocaine!
We got Coast joining us again this week, back by popular demand.
What?
I don't know.
I'm being nice to you.
Nobody demanded this, man.
Don't lie to us.
Yeah. Right. I actually want to know who demanded this.
Don't lie to these people.
I actually just kind of like dragged them in.
I think someone might have demanded our very special guest this week, though, Mr. Matt Houston.
What's poppin'? Hey.
All right. Let's jump into it. All right. So also, by the way, to you guys who are listening, Warchamp is going to be joining us in the second half of this episode. So this first half is going to be daily pictures. We might get to some listener questions. Then we're going to take a quick break. It's going to cut to Warchamp, who's going to be talking all about, I'm sure most of you guys who are listening have heard about this, Roy is now confirmed for Project M. So we're going to be talking to him in just a little bit. But, oh, and Coast just dropped. Great. So
no, I'm here. I clicked and called back. And
all right. Cool. Then let's get started. So the first picture of the past 2 weeks was on September 9th. And this was a picture that Sakurai posted of the pilot wing stage. So we have a yellow biplane that's flying through the Wuhu Island area. We see the rings that Ricky was talking about a couple weeks ago in the background, which I'm assuming means that it's going on like a designated flight path. And the plane is tilted, which means it's probably not going to be a fair stage. And there's the villager and Mario. So I don't. Is there anything like of note in this that you guys noticed? Because
Mario's best taunt is back.
His best taunt is
the mushroom. Well,
the best taunt was Dr. Mario's from Melee. But
what was Dr. Mario's?
He flicks the pill off his arm.
We got to see if they add Dr. Mario as an alt costume. I hope that's back, but I doubt it. But I mean, the stage still looks good. Obviously, it's the pilot stage. Everyone has always said it looks good. So.
Very reminiscent of Delfino right now.
Yeah. Well, people were even saying that, though, when Wii Sports Resort came out. They were talking about how, like, Woohoo Island just kind of looks like Delfino Plaza. So kind of weird that they didn't go with that. All right. So, anyways, the next picture was September 10th. And now this got, like, a weird amount of buzz when this was released. And I don't really know why. We'll talk about it. But basically, Sakurai posted on Miiverse on September 10th. He wrote, "Isn't Kirby drawn with a familiar artsy style?" And then it's Kirby doing his B-side attack in the air. And in the background, it's all a bunch of stars. But Kirby's got this weird light in front of him.
It's just a galaxy stage.
Right. Well, that's the thing, though. Is it a galaxy stage? Because this could be Battlefield at night, or it could be the Mega Man stage.
No, it's probably... Yeah, f***ing... Whoops. The galaxy stage, it's probably the gimmick for the stage. Everyone has like the
rim lighting
glow effects from the game.
It's probably that, but I saw someone on GAF disprove it and said it was Battlefield. I tend to agree. I think it's probably going to be a galaxy stage. But what makes me kind of crazy is the fact that if this was a galaxy stage, why didn't he just show the stage instead of teasing it like this when we have like 10 more stages of the Pyrosphere from Metroid?
It's not finished yet, I guess.
It's only that background.
It's just floating in space.
Maybe he wants to release it with something else.
Maybe, but like I doubt Rosalina is going to be a character. I doubt they're going to have like a galaxy character to release it with. So I don't know. All right. Anyway, next picture we got September 11th. We got the Pyrosphere when viewed from above. There's like nothing of note in this. You could see them fall.
You could see Fox's tail.
Wait.
On the right, the very far right, you could see.
I didn't even notice that the first time.
The very exclusive tale, Fox McCloud.
So, I don't think there's anything of note here. It's just we're seeing it from the top at a different angle. Someone on Twitter mentioned this lava coming from the ceilings confirmed. No, that's definitely just a background thing. Like, no way is that going to be rising lava, because we've seen enough pictures of this to know there's not going to be rising lava on the stage, and then Ridley's going to be the stage hazard. So we know this.
Like, what number... What number is this of him showing off Pyrospear and we still don't see Ridley?
At least anywhere. 7. And then we got two more. We got two more. One of even the hole where Ridley flies through. And I'm just going to call out this person. I saw this on Go Nintendo. By the way, shout outs to Rami Cowboy for putting us on Go Nintendo. But I saw someone in the comments when this was posted there say, "Oh, Ridley's not deconfirmed. You guys are just crazy. We still have hope and he's going to be revealed as a character." to that person, I am calling you out right now. You're wrong. You are 100% wrong.
Damn.
You are 1,000% wrong.
Damn.
He is deconfirmed.
Damn.
Stop pretending that he's not.
Damn.
All right.
Damn.
Slow it down.
I know. So let's move on to the Megaton. This was the reason that we sort of held off recording, because we sort of had that weird delay, and we were going to record, but we didn't. We got a newcomer this week. Return of Princess Peach on September 12th. And Sakurai posted on Miiverse. He said, Peach joins the battle. We've added 10 pictures of her on the website, but keep in mind that the game is still in development. Her moves may be refreshed by the time the games are released.
Yeah. So when this happened, people were saying that she got a new move, but that's just her forward air.
Yeah. Well, no, but the thing is, there were a couple other.
I mean, they didn't know that she took the crown off of her head for it.
Oh yeah, that was in Brawl. I had to go back and check.
It's in Melee too.
Tweeting that. Yeah. I didn't know the fact that she like took off her crown for her forward air. I always thought that was just like she bitch slapped someone.
Yeah, she did it in every game she's been in.
Yeah, well, regardless, I mean. It's in this game again, but the pictures I think people were talking about, and you could edit these in, there was a picture of Peach doing, I think, her up smash.
Yeah, that's her up smash.
It's definitely, yeah, and I think the only reason they added the ribbons was to, like, add to the verticality, so people will know, like, when they're battling her, that that's the hitbox.
Yeah, that's how it was. In Melee, the hitbox was pretty wide, but it didn't look like it was.
Right. And I'm assuming that's just what that was. So the only things that people were really questioning in terms of moves were the crown and the ribbon. But what I think Sakurai meant by this when he said her moves may be refreshed is that he's just sort of adding, like, not physical, what am I talking about? Like, little technical touches to each of the
cosmetic moves.
Right, like cosmetic things. So, like, her up smash has the ribbon. Her other attacks probably will have, like, new added effects. They did that for Brawl, too, so it's not really anything new. They added in the thing for her up tilt in Brawl where, like, it had the hearts and her butt stomp had the hearts. So, yeah, she should be okay. I mean, is there anything, if there's anything you guys want to talk about, like, about the character? I think it's just cool that she's been confirmed coming back this early. I thought they were going to save her for the Mario reveal.
I mean, we have Toad being deconfirmed as a character once again.
Finally.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. We're going to get hate for that. Thank goodness. That's good.
I don't know why people want that, though. That's weird to me.
People are stupid.
Reggie. The same reason they want Reggie. They don't understand the value of these character slots.
See, I think the thing with people wanting Toad, though, is that Toad is sort of iconic. Like, yeah, he could have a moveset.
Yeah, but there's like 1,800 really of him.
Right, and the other, it's like adding a Goomba or adding a Koopa. Like,
well, I guess there's a lot of Yoshi, too, but there's always the one Yoshi.
Right, but Yoshi's like start the game. When they make like Toad's own game, then maybe we could talk about it. But like till then, it's not going to happen.
So you mean it's never going to happen?
It's probably never. Well, no, actually, Toad already had his own game on NES called Wario's Woods.
Yeah, who cares about that game now?
That's what I'm saying, though. Right. So, but I think the reason people want Toad, or the reason people always talk about Toad, is because there really isn't any other Mario rep, and they just want to add a Mario rep. Like, I'm just saying, like, discounting Geno, because Geno would technically be third party. And discounting, like, Bowser Jr. and Waluigi, who seem, like, on the low tier of characters in terms of, like, people they should add.
But you have no idea. I saw this video on YouTube the other day, and it was an amazing PSA or, you know, mod for Waluigi, and it looked pretty realistic.
Well, I mean, if they can come up with a good moveset, then, like, more power to them. Put Waluigi in the game, you know. But I think people are just, like, desperate to have a new Mario rep because it's been the same since Melee. And so they just hope every game, like, oh, yeah, she won't use Toad as her standard B anymore. Like, hopefully Bowser Jr. will be in the game or something. And I hope that doesn't happen personally. I mean, I'd take Waluigi over Bowser Jr. any day.
Are you serious?
Know. Yeah, definitely.
Nah, I'm not with you on that one.
Over who?
Bowser Jr.?
Bowser Jr. is pretty awesome, man.
Yeah,
like, I've seen...
He's too similar to regular Bowser, if you ask me.
He had a nice role in Sunshine, even in Galaxy 2.
He has a wand thing that can make him different than regular Bowser. Yeah, the paintbrush.
But if he uses the paintbrush, then that probably means he'd use, like, a Sunshine moveset, and then he'd become Shadow Mario or whatever.
He can be more versatile than Waluigi. Like, what is memorable about Waluigi? He was in sports games and party games.
Tennis?
I think. Oh, no, he was in tennis, but he was also in, like, one of the Mario Karts. he's in almost all the spin-offs. Like, they could do a moveset for him that's exclusively based around the spin-off games, and he'll be fine. So, I don't know. We're moving into speculation. We're still talking about the daily pictures, so let's stick with the daily pictures. So, are there any of these pictures that you guys, like, want to talk about from Peaches? Because I'm, like, any in particular? They showed off her 3DS model. The picture I'm talking about right now is, like, Peach with a small border around her in, like, the Battlefield stage at night, but...
I just want to say her artwork is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I think they found, like, the perfect match between Melee and Brawl for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What else? There's... She's doing, like, the... she's doing the Jay-Z symbol in one of the pictures.
Illuminati. Illuminati.
She's doing it right there.
Hold on, let me find it.
She's throwing up rocks.
You guys who are listening to the video podcast, I'm sure you'll see the picture, but she's doing it in one of them.
Hey!
Try.
That's her dash attack, right? That's the Illuminati! Young Peach in the house is so necessary.
Hey. Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is Peach.
Okay, my mic wasn't working, but what I was trying to say was about Waluigi is like something that people don't know is that he's partially owned by Camelot.
Right, but Camelot's partially owned by Nintendo, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think they would have to communicate.
Not more so than like the Pokemon company, though. I think it's sort of like the same kind of thing. It's like a second party.
See, like since he's partly owned by Camelot, that's why you're really only seeing him in those sports titles that are made by them.
Like he was in the Mario sports game that was made by Square Enix.
What's the Square Enix one? I've never heard of that.
The Wii one that was like sports mix where they played basketball.
Oh, that one. I never played that one.
So. Yeah, and he's in all the Mario and Sonic games, which are made by Sega, so. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see.
Yeah, so the next daily picture, September 13th, this is another Peach picture.
What is her face?
I don't know. I don't know really what's going on. I haven't seen created that face. But if you guys have any ideas...
We're laughing for a different reason right now, right?
Did I just time travel?
Almost. Yeah. You almost
oh,
did.
My goodness. I'm still here. Don't worry.
You almost did, but like you stepped back a little bit.
Cool. Good.
It looks like Luigi probably did something egregious. You know, like maybe he's not wearing pants and she's... he's making advances toward her or something.
Nah. Her back was turned. Her back was turned. He smacked her ass. She turned around expecting Mario to be there, but it was Luigi.
Yeah, the camera got him while he was turning around.
There's actually a commercial for New Super Luigi U that aired in Japan where it's like I think you see it out of Luigi's eyes, and then you see Peach turn around really slowly and she goes, "Mario," and she's crying and she's got tears in her eyes, and then she's looking at Luigi's face and she goes, "Mario, Chennai," and she screams like, "Mario, it's not you." And then it cuts to the commercial, and it's this really weird, creepy thing that's never addressed. So maybe that's like what he's trying to throw back to. I don't know.
Peach was worried. Mario. It's always Mario who can save her. Mario, no, no, no!
Luigi is the main adventure. Ricky could edit that part in. I'm sure whenever I'm talking about, he could edit that commercial. Yeah.
I've never seen that commercial, but maybe I'll find it.
You'll put it in. Ricky, by the way, I'm going to give you a shout out right now. You are the master of editing, getting called out for doing Cypher, all this stuff. You're becoming world famous.
Yo, let's talk about that show, fool. Let's talk about Pokemon Cypher 2013.
Yeah, let's do that. Don
DeMarcus. bang.
Yeah. If we go into Pokemon God, Cypher talk, we're gonna get the same stuff that happened last week where they're like, "You guys should just do a Pokemon podcast." Bah. So I'm gonna cut to the next picture.
Yeah.
Before we get into it. Next picture was September 16th. And we see the Ooh. Captain Olimar 3DS model for the first time.
Who cares about this picture?
let's move on to the next picture. So the next picture for September 17th.
We're not moving on.
Time out.
Let's bring it back.
Miyamoto.
What were you going to say?
Post some more 3DS pictures. Because I know there's a lot of people that are actually going to be purchasing the 3DS version.
Because they're retarded.
Version. No, God damn.
And there is.
For me, I'm going to be picking up the 3DS version before the Wii U one.
Because you're retarded.
No, you're not, because the Wii U one's probably going to come out months before. What are you doing?
Because
I don't have a Wii U right now. So,
hello? You don't even know the release date.
Standard,
Why have Japan poor people? The only way that you're going to be able to get the 3DS version is if you time travel forward 3 months and then jump back and then already have the 3DS version when you're playing Wii U. That's the only way, because there's no way the 3DS version is coming first. No way.
And can we just move on?
Yeah, we're going to move on because Olimar, obviously, you guys hate him. All right,
hold up. I mean, we have to do this for the viewers.
Okay.
This picture is pivotal because we haven't seen Olimar in the 3DS version.
Yeah, we have. Haven't we?
No, we haven't, actually. But the thing is...
Because all those rumors and everything about how tough it was to implement, you know, characters...
Oh, they actually... They'll shut up now.
Right, well, no. They would have last week when they showed Villager and Wii Fit Trainer, and then people were like, oh, no, that's weird. Or, like, he's not finished with adding those characters. Someone, like, literally made a thread on GameFAQs. I saw this, and I was like, what are you doing? Where they were talking about the fact that Wii Fit Trainer didn't have a shadow in the 3DS screenshot, and they're like, oh, yeah, he just Photoshopped that picture to make us think...
Didn't I say that on the show?
No, yes. you didn't say that it was Photoshop.
We said her shadow is weird. We didn't.
You said the shadow is weird. Like, people on GameFAQs were actually saying that, like, he might have Photoshopped the picture. I don't know what they're doing.
Let's be real here.
They're crazy.
It's GameFAQs.
That's true.
Dude, get out of my computer.
And what does their name look like? Oh.
All right, so we're going to go to September 17th, the next picture. And it's like one of those height comparison charts.
Basically, looking a little adventurous. I don't...
Yeah, what does Peach do? She's like looking at the tag on Wii Fit Trainer's tank top.
She's looking at her ass.
No, I don't see her hand is like held out like she's like lifting up and looking at a tag.
And Samus isn't even standing straight. Like, she's bending her knees.
Dude, Samus is not that tall.
No, she is. She's like 6'2", dude.
Hello?
Wii Fit Trainer's pretty tall.
She's an intergalactic hitman. How small do you think she can be? Hello?
She's bigger than Snake, but they scaled her down in Brawl.
So are they scaling her down again in this? Like, how, is this size comparison thing, like, anything of note compared to Melee with Samus?
Well, in Melee, like, and Brawl, the character models weren't too different, except for characters like Ganon and Bowser and DK.
So everyone else is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
This looks like. They all look relatively the same height, like, and Peach is even bending down a little, so.
Yeah, she's a little weird. Huh?
Yeah.
This was another one of those joke pictures before he made a big reveal, because he did the same thing with Olimar and Kirby. It was like, oh, look, they're actually a little bit, they're not too short or whatever. And I thought, okay.
You're like, oh, here it comes.
Here
we go.
You know.
And then you waited.
I waited, and I sat by the computer all day trying to be the first one to tweet about it. You know, trying
you know
to
what you got, Ricky?
That it's
access denied.
24 hours, and then you got the picture that we got on September 18th of a hole in the wall on the Pyrosphere stage. Picture number 8.
Hey,
I don't even know what
he's Roger,
doing.
That was a beautiful transition, though. That was nice. That was nice. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Ten out of ten.
I see what you did there. Give this man a round of applause.
Everyone was actually clapping.
That segue, though. All right, so we get this picture on September 18th of Sakurai going inside the corridor, one of these walls in Pyrosphere, a view that's not visible in game. So then my first question when I read that first sentence is, what are you doing showing us this picture if we're not even going to see it in the game? What are you doing? It's like the gyroid thing all over again. And then his second sentence says, you can't tell from the picture, but it's actually a gigantic open space. And then again, I saw people being like, oh, so this actually means that Ridley isn't in the stage and that you could run through the hole. No, you're crazy. Oh. Not happening. Wrong. What's wrong with you?
Visible in game, so why would you be able to run through the space?
Right, that's what I'm thinking. And people were saying like, oh yeah, something's going to lift up the stage platforms and take you through the hole. And then my first instinct, because these were the same people saying that Ridley is like not going to be a stage hazard. I'm like, who do you think is going to pick up the platform to take you into the hole? What are you doing?
Maybe.
So, I mean, but you're not going to go through that hole, clearly. He just said it's not visible in game, so it's like a meaningless screenshot.
He was just showing off the little details that he's putting in there to buy time.
Yeah. And the thing for us, too, is like we talked about that hole 3 weeks ago. We noticed
it. Is that the same one?
It's the same hole, yeah.
But I don't understand why they released all that rhetoric on that.
I'm struggling, Shofu.
This is struggling in the background.
All right, keep don't tell me. Do you want Ridley as a character, Matt? Like, what's going on?
Nah. This is
y'all talking about. You'll figure out when you listen back. That's all you need. All right.
Just move on.
This man with his perverted mind. Let's go.
Oh, I got you now.
September 19th.
Oh, amazing segue. Let's all give a round of applause for Ricky.
No,
that was a rough. That was a rough.
Zero out of ten. All right,
that was anyway, forced.
September 19th, pick of the day. We get Peach looking lovingly at Link on Battlefield. And then again, weird. Peach looks at him, and then the quote on Miiverse, he says, "By any chance, are you hiding something from me?"
Very suggestive.
Oh,
this is going to be an M-rated game.
Clearly.
Link's just saying Zelda hasn't been announced yet, so you'll have to do.
Damn. There it is.
Probably. Peach over Zelda. I don't know.
Hopefully it's not like that.
I don't think it's like... Oh, I'm sure Zelda's coming back. So, actually, this... I'm going to segue into like a weird discussion right now because people have been talking about this like crazy, and it was a listener question 2 weeks ago and we didn't get to it. Is someone had mentioned, and I'm sorry for not remembering your name, someone mentioned when Zelda gets announced for the game, do you think she's going to have a Skyward Sword look or do you think she's going to have a Twilight Princess look?
I hope it's Skyward Sword.
I do too, because it's like interesting and different.
It's like what they did with the Ganondorf, how in Melee they gave him the Ocarina of Time look, and then in Brawl they gave him the Twilight Princess look. I think it's going to be like...
See how he got worse after they did that?
Yeah.
That is true. The thing is, though, spoiler for people who played Skyward Sword, there is no Ganondorf in Skyward Sword. There's just Demise and Ghirahim. And then on top of that, Link's character model, I was looking at it on both the website and in other pictures, and his character model is the Twilight Princess model again. So even though the characters look like something out of Skyward Sword, I mean, the colors look out of Skyward Sword, his character model is right out of Twilight Princess.
How come Link has an earring?
He's always had an earring.
In every game?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He had the that earring in the Wii U, like, tech demo for Zelda back in, like, 2000.
That's signature. He's always had that.
Even in Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like part of his attire.
Not in Link's Awakening.
Ooh. No, that's... But Link's Awakening Link is like the best of all Links.
Is it only 3D earrings. Link? It's only 3D Link.
Yeah.
And Wind Waker. He doesn't count.
Wind Waker Link does not have earrings. I just get this image in my head of this little 10-year-old with like hoop ears.
Yeah.
It's too much.
So, and then September 20th, this is the last picture, was footstooling reconfirmed. So
I think it's been confirmed for a long time.
It has been, but people have been saying that it wasn't.
Yeah, people, every time, it's always people.
What is always people? You get these stupid people on Miiverse, they're like 5 years old. saying that it's not confirmed, but now we have a really clear picture of it with the effect of them footstooling. So, I mean, what do you guys think of footstooling being back? I actually don't mind.
I think it's a really great mechanic.
Yeah.
It's the only good thing that came from Brawl.
Of course you do.
Are you kidding me?
What is that supposed to mean?
Don't worry about that one.
It's because whenever we play Project M, I use it.
Such a... I can't even say it, because it's PG.
Yeah.
What are you even talking about? What?
Nothing. Let's just ignore that guy.
All right, let's move on. All right,
it's kind of weird. I don't know why he's here.
Yeah, I don't know why he's here. All right, so Ricky, before we jump into the segment with Warchant, I was thinking we could jump to listener questions, and so long as you promise not to go outside this week, do you want to read them off?
I don't know why you would trust me with that again.
I'm going to trust you with it.
Let's see.
I locked the door.
I think I can do it.
All right, cool.
So I think the first one we have here, Superstar, is from Ronnie. Ronnie says, so hey guys, it's me, Ronnie. Big fan of your podcast. And
doing these voices again, all right.
And in Super Smash in general. So my question is, do you think they would have an online tournament mode? Keep in mind, have to be limited in time and in stock.
Nah, I don't think that would happen.
So, like, the tournament mode they have already, but online?
Nah, there's no
way. What's wrong with that?
Tournament mode is a terrible mode.
Why?
Nobody uses it, really, but...
I mean, yeah, there's really no need.
The thing about tournament mode, though, is that I feel like if they were ever going to do, like, a worldwide Miiverse tournament, they'll definitely do it through some sort of, like, online bracket thing. Like, they're not going to do it through Miiverse brackets. Yeah, they'll probably do it, like, something in-game. Like, they'll put you in your region and... What'd you say?
What they need to have is that tag mode where you have three characters.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. But tournament mode online would be impossible. Like, depending on how many players you have, like, playing at the same time... Well, wouldn't be at the same time, but, like... You know how tournament mode works in the older Smashes where you have four players each like rotating and all that, but like if you're having like let's say a player for each slot, which would be great, but if you're doing it like that online, it would be impossible to do just because you'd be using so many connections and it would just be terrible.
The thing is, though, it's 2013. Like, you should be able to do an online
tournament. But it's Nintendo.
Like, at the same time, it's like they've actually been doing things with online with Wii U. Like, Monster Hunter is amazing, and you can enter lobbies with hundreds of people. And so, I mean, they could do it. I think it's a matter of if they will or not.
I think it's unlikely.
Yeah. So, sorry, Ronnie. We're probably not getting a tournament mode then.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, I hate you guys. But on to the next question. Let's see. We got one from...
your mama.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, by the way, people were asking a couple weeks ago, where's Black Blastoise? I just want to let you know he's still in the club. So he's just been there for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we should have known that he was too addicted to that life.
Obviously.
Let's go.
He's never
carbon
back.
Carbon water. He has a very interesting question. We didn't get to him last time, and he was sad. So let's get to him now.
Okay.
He says, a boy in his blob as a character.
No. What?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a third-party game that's based on an old NES game that's really good, and actually it's a remake that was put on Wii that's also really good, but there's no way in a million years it's going to happen. It's not happening.
It's not licensed by...
It could be licensed by Nintendo, but I mean a lot of things are licensed by Nintendo. There are anime games that are licensed by Nintendo. That doesn't mean we're going to get Son Goku up in here. Like, it's not going to happen.
Well, like... Okay.
Oh, but I'm just saying.
For the people who want that, they're insane. They take cocaine every time before they walk into any room. They're just absolutely out of their mind.
But who supplies the cocaine?
Ricky, obviously. Yeah,
the boy, Ricky Cocaine.
You're corrupting the world. What are you doing?
What the question's implying, it's like, let's put a Nintendo character into Smash. That's like, let's put... Well, actually, never mind. I can't use this analogy because I was going to use PlayStation All-Stars, but that's like...
Okay, we don't mention that. Someone brought it up in episode 4 and then they died and never came back, so we're never talking about the game ever again. It's not happening, unless you want to disappear. Doesn't happen.
You're right. Here. What game?
Kicked out of his own show.
PlayStation
All-Stars. He has All-Stars Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah, I saw somebody playing that. That shit was weak. Hayachi was wearing a diaper. I don't.
What the f***?
There it is.
Oh my god. All right.
Hey,
so,
go look at Hayachi's character art from that game. Tell me I'm lying.
I don't know. We'll have to edit that in. See Hayachi wearing a diaper. Anyway, Ricky, what's the next question? Because obviously Boy and His Blob isn't going to be in the game.
I want you to read this one because I don't even know how to pronounce the name properly. And
you're
I don't
gonna have
like
to link
stutter.
That.
You're
good. Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
No. Right. Just try it because it'll be funny.
Yeah, try it.
It's Merrick.
Merrick
Metalia. Matala.
Oh, I can pronounce it. Send that. I'll send it. I'll pronounce that properly.
Okay, whatever. While you're figuring out how the pronunciation. Yeah, I'll just go ahead with the question.
Give him a voice.
Okay. Let me see what voice we got in the repertoire today.
All right.
Okay.
Whoa, not happening. Nope, not happening. All right.
Okay, Joker, calm down.
Here we go.
It's happening.
I don't know. I'm doing it. Sorry, I'm doing a voice. Babe, here we go. Okay, it's happening.
Okay. I don't know if you have already talked about this subject in this podcast. But I would like to hear your opinions on assist trophies in the next Smash Brothers.
How are you even doing this right now?
You're doing the Feel the Vapors voice when we were in college. What is this?
Ricky, you need to let me read a question if we're doing this.
You think?
Damn, this is mine.
Pay attention, baby. Do you think the assist trophies will be returning?
Of course. We're gonna get actual like cool ones too.
Well, what characters would you like to see?
Proto Man.
All of them.
101. Oh, Proto Man would be sick.
I think that probably might be.
I hope so.
The whistle plays and everything.
And then he just drops in the stage and kills everyone. That'd be amazing.
Everybody.
I want to see Conker from Conker's Bad Fur Day.
That won't happen.
It's rare. It can't happen. I wish.
I wish too. That would bump the game up to M.
Yeah. he just smokes a cigar and throws it on the stage and then starts peeing and like that's the trophy.
You get that shit monster boss from that game, that'd be
I
sweet.
Am the great Mike who I'm going to throw my things at you.
Yeah, just say it.
It's not happening. Alright, so anyway, The guy in the question brought up Andy from Advance Wars, and I actually hope they don't do that because I want an Advance Wars character to be playable.
I love Advance Wars.
I do too, man. That's like one of my favorite series.
There's a lot of good Game Boy Advance titles that can be used for assist trophies.
For sure. They could bring back some of the ones from Brawl,
like the too. Golden Sun one? Oh, I just want something Golden Sun in the game.
For sure. I mean, I think at this point, since we didn't get a character reveal, someone brought this up too, is we didn't get a Wonderful 101 character reveal the week that Wonderful 101 came out, so I'm 99% sure we're not getting them as a playable character. And what I'm guessing now is that they'll be an assist trophy, and it'll summon like 100 people to the stage, and then they'll do some massive attack and like...
Grand Theft Auto 5 assist trophy.
What's
wrong with you?
Okay, you know one thing that we've never talked about or addressed directly?
What, like, Mickey?
Kill yourself. So, so we've always been trying to speculate on the pattern as to how characters get revealed, and somebody brought it up in the comment section last episode that it's based on, what was the theory? I think he said it was based on, it wasn't release dates.
It's been monthly.
Yeah,
it's monthly. Monthly, that's one thing. And then it's anniversary. It's based on anniversaries.
What the hell is Peach's anniversary?
Super Mario Brothers, actually. I brought that up on Twitter, too, is they introduced Peach the day before, not 25th, but it's like something big. I think it's like the 30th or 29th or 26th or something anniversary of Super Mario Brothers.
Well, that speculation defeats the game release because there was no game release that would make Peach...
No, there could have been. If they would have held her off until December, when or I guess it's November now, they could have waited for Mario
3D Land, yeah, 3D World.
Yeah, or they could have even done it for Mario Party, because Mario Party's coming to 3DS.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's two games they could have...
We're going to get Waluigi for that one.
Oh, man. I could see that now. If they do it for Mario Party, that could probably happen. Oh, no, you know what they'll probably do? They'll probably do Wario for Mario Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably do Wario for Mario Party, and they'll probably do like Waluigi or someone for the Wii U one, or vice versa. I don't know. So, I definitely think that Sonic is going to be revealed when Lost World comes out, because you know that's going to get a Nintendo Direct.
As much as I hate that character, I'd like to see him return.
I think Sonic's definitely going to return at this point. Like,
I want Knuckles.
Thank you.
That's what Shofu said.
Or Shadow.
I'd rather Knuckles than Sonic, but Sonic.
Actually, or Shadow. Yeah, Shadow's the Ross dude out.
That's what I'm. See, this man knows.
Shadow would have guns, and he'd do Chaos Control.
Yeah.
Not even. Chaos Control. Let's not even. The Chaos Control makes sense, but the gun thing, that was an abomination. Everybody knows that terrible. That game was an abortion waiting to happen.
Confession time. I actually like that game.
All right, you're out.
You like the Shadow Hedgehog game?
Yeah.
Really?
The game on the
top. There you go.
And Coast is now officially off Japan time forever.
There we go.
Well, I'm actually going to go grab the copy now.
What is he still doing here?
We kicked you out.
He was like, not today.
Not today. He's time traveling like Shadow the Hedgehog, doing some chaos.
Random fact about Sonic, the one that came out on the Dreamcast, where you could be Sonic or Shadow for different paths, was the best one.
Sonic Adventure 2? Man, I want the Sonic Adventure 2 music in the next
Dreamcast. The Sonic Adventure.
Yeah.
The one on the Dreamcast was too crazy. I was like 8 years old. Well, maybe 11. I was young, and it was the craziest shit out. That's all I know.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff from Sonic. So long as we don't get Big the Cat. We talked about that in an old episode. Like, Big is the only thing that I don't
that we
want.
Need. Yeah, that we need.
That's what? Hello?
We need Big the Cat. He was the best character.
The only thing I care about in Smash is that when you throw the Pokeball, an Arcanine will come out. That's it.
Thank you, actually, for bringing up the Pokeballs, because that's a question that was asked to me on Twitter about a week ago, mid-recording, before we even asked for listener questions, and it wasn't sent to the Gmail. And someone asked for the Pokemon, when Pokemon X and Y comes out, instead of doing a character reveal like Pokemon Trainer Lucario or like Jigglypuff or Mewtwo, even... instead of doing a character reveal, do you think they're just going to reveal Pokeballs for the first time? Because we haven't seen Pokeball characters yet.
They could.
Makes
sense. All I'm saying is if I don't get Arcanine, I'm coming for heads.
Hello?
Arcanine's time is past, man. Unless there's like a Mega Arcanine, we're not going to get Arcanine.
Well, I don't care.
600 to
They need Mega Arcanine. They need something with that man because...
Like, you guys talking about Pokeball Pokemon?
Yeah, Pokeball Pokemon.
Yep. How come we haven't gotten Gengar, Alakazam, or Golem?
It does seem crazy.
I think Golem was at one point.
Gengar needs to be a
Onyx
character
was.
In the
You're
game.
Thinking of Onyx, yeah. So anyway, I'm just going to ask the next question. Because this was sent to us to the Gmail by Austin Conrad.
Oh, you conveniently skipped over the essay.
Oh, no, maybe I left we'll that save for that you. For last. I left
no,
that.
I'm not reading that.
I'll read it.
All right.
Okay.
Shofu will read it. Anyway, so the question we're asking right now is from Austin Conrad. Hi, Austin. And he said, it's pretty safe to assume that Sonic will be in the next Smash Brothers. However, I was severely disappointed by how cheap his playstyle was. I also didn't like how they didn't give him nearly as many abilities. I'm just letting him rant for now. I didn't give him nearly as many abilities as he's gotten over the years. If you would choose what Sonic's various special moves were, what would they be?
Okay,
Elemental Shields, Werehog, Swiss Powers. Oh, I'm reading this, and I'm like already getting sick.
Pause. Time out. Werehog, we don't talk about Werehog.
This guy brought it up.
That's not, no, okay. This shouldn't be a question. First of all, his playstyle wasn't cheap.
First of all, he's garbage.
Sonic is garbage.
Second of all, he had lots of like various move types that related to him in the game.
They all look
the same. I don't know what this man's talking about.
Wait. Third, he's garbage. Fourth, he can't kill anybody. Fifth, he's garbage.
And then
what's sixth?
Maybe he's been playing Project M or something and he's confused.
Yeah, Project M, he's
Sonic
wrong.
Isn't so bad.
Yeah, he is 2.6 per Sonic isn't as good, though.
I don't know what he's talking about cheap playstyles, because I main cheap playstyles. I play Fox and Pikachu. So this man can't tell me about cheap playstyles. And Ike, just for the record.
I think this guy probably plays with Final Smashes on and just does Supersonic. I think that's what happens.
It's
just like, oh, it's cheap. He uses Supersonic.
Yeah, if this man thinks Sonic is cheap, he must try to kill people with, like, Meta Knight.
Maybe. But Meta Knight is, like, the cheap... Wait, what? Hold on. Meta Knight's the best character in the game.
Until you fight a Pikachu.
But he's still broken. What? Hello? What are you doing? Go to a tournament. Go to Apex.
Meta Knight and Pikachu have a 50-50 matchup in Brawl, but Meta Knight is a significantly better character.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've
never lost to a Meta Knight.
And there it is.
Have you gone to Apex?
It's probably because it's me playing Meta Knight.
Have you gone to Apex before?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, that's why you never lost to a Meta Knight then.
Oh, well, any high profile. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So, Ricky. Oh, no. Shofu, you agreed to do the essay. So, go ahead.
I need it first. Where is it?
He's got to hit you up.
Send it over. That Linkinator or that copy and paste.
It's copy paste because you have to log into the Gmail. And
copy paste is the best.
Copy paste the entire thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Copy paste the email, yeah.
Somebody's got to copy paste. Do it in a voice, at least. Do it in a voice.
Somebody's got to copy paste me a question because I got a.
Oh my god!
Hello.
You see what I'm talking about?
I'll read it.
All right, here we go. I got this.
I really want to read this.
Go ahead.
Right now.
Hi guys, love the videos. I'm not reading it like that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let me read it. I got this,
bro. All right, how about we split it up? We're gonna split
it's multiple questions. You take page one. Matt Houston takes page two.
Everyone gets a paragraph each.
All right. Yeah, there's four of them, so there could be all of us. So the first one will be Shofu. Read the first one.
All right. Hi, guys. Love the video. So I had a few questions. Feel free to answer whatever ones you prefer. I realize that Sakurai has stated that he's having trouble with double characters, those with two models such as Ice Climbers. However, do you think that they may... Wait, do you think that they might include combo characters, i.e.
A character like... Hello?
You're like Midna.
Can you guys hear me?
Shofu went outside?
No, my...
Okay.
Anyways, a character like Midna riding atop Wolf Link. Wolf Link. I don't know what that is, but anyways.
From Twilight Princess.
Princess,
you're slipping.
I didn't finish that game.
The moment from...
This would technically be one...
You don't have to finish
you turn on the game and it's happening.
Right!
Hello?
This man didn't start Twilight Princess.
All right, yo, we should answer each paragraph instead of reading the whole thing.
Let me read it again so I don't sound retarded. I realize that Sakurai has stated that he's having trouble with double characters, those with two models such as Ice Climbers. However, do you think that they might include combo characters, i.e. a character like Midna riding atop Wolf Link, as this would technically be one moveset, one skeleton, and thus one character that just visually appears to be two?
All right, so we're going to pause right there, and we're going to answer this question.
Yeah.
So, Zef, do you want to go ahead?
I don't think that's a good idea at all. It would just be another bad character. It would just be another punching bag. It's a huge model, and just, I don't know.
I think it's a good design aspect, but it just wouldn't work.
And I think on top of that, didn't Sakurai specifically mention he's having problems putting in characters like Ice Climbers? So why would they exacerbate the problem by putting in more characters like that?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to... I think the only thing that might happen is I could see maybe Diddy Kong getting paired up with Dixie because the new Donkey Kong Country comes out soon. They're probably going to reveal Diddy by that point. People have wanted Dixie. People have even said that when Brawl was in development, they were a tag team character thing. So they might end up doing
Diddy
that.
Diddy completely, though.
Of course it would. But I don't want them to do it. I love Diddy Kong the way he is. But that's the only way I could see it happening. I think Wolf Link and Midna, that time is past. I don't think that's going to happen unless we got like a Twilight Princess HD remake. And even then, we just got Wind Waker, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Shout out to that Yoshi Baby Mario combo once more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could maybe. Or actually, they could do maybe like a tag team with Krab and Lucina. Or Lucina, however you say her name.
It's Lucina.
Lucina, yeah. So, I mean, they could do that.
Lucina, I'm a retard.
Lucina. We're all messing it up. It's okay. Yeah. But, I mean, they could maybe do that to have, like, a Fire Emblem pair character if they want to sort of change it up instead of just having, like, plain blue-haired swordsmen. But I don't know. I don't think so. I'm with Zeff on this. I don't think it's going to happen. So.
Okay, who's next?
Zeff.
Yeah, it's Zeff. Your turn.
All right. Am I doing a voice?
You could do whatever you want.
You do whatever you want, baby.
How do you feel about transforming characters? As someone who brought up,
it's enough.
That sounds like such a fruitcake, man. What are you doing?
There it is. Here's Siberian. She's gonna come
off.
It's
like we don't respect any of these viewers, man. Where's the cold voices?
I got some dope voices.
I got a cool voice. I could do like an Aaron voice.
I'll do this one normally.
All right.
Okay.
How do you feel about transforming characters? As someone who brought up, if you liked him in Sheik, why would you ever want to transform to Zelda? That also takes up a move slot. If you're going to do that, at least have them transform via a taunt instead of a move slot. It's not that I would want to get rid of them, but rather I think that they should separate characters or at least have them transform differently. Do I read this however?
Oh my god. Can I read this part, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. However, I do think that it would be neat to have a setup like DBZ Tenkaichi 3 in the character select screen. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. In that game, you press Goku. Press Goku and various forms of Goku pop up, each with different movesets, and then you change the costume. You could push, say, Zelda and Zelda, Sheik and Tetra pop up, click one, and then change their costume.
Madness. Nope.
Well, okay, I liked the first idea of how instead of wasting a move slot like her down B, you would taunt and transform instead.
I like that idea too.
Samus.
They have to have some kind of drawback though.
Yeah, but Samus and Zero Suit, you had to like do some backflip hokey pokey.
Well, no, yeah. Samus and Zero Suit, there's a final smash to transform.
No, you could do it with taunts too, but it's hard.
Yeah. What? Seriously?
Also, people that main Sheik
are. I did not know this.
I didn't know this.
No, yeah, you
I never
could.
Knew.
You gotta like wiggle the little D-pad a little bit.
And her suit comes off?
Yeah, her suit comes off.
My mind is blown.
Anyway, like I was saying.
Go ahead, Black Man.
People that like the main Sheik are probably also very good with Zelda as well. So that's the thing. Like, there's a guy that uses Sheik. Like, I don't know. Sometimes he uses Sheik to get damage up, and then he switches to Zelda to kill people.
That's in Brawl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like if you switch to Zelda in melee, you lose.
You die, yeah, right?
Yeah.
All the dude was saying is that he would like the interface for switching between characters to be a little different. And I could agree with that because I remember, like, I don't know, it really ruined the functionality of Pokemon training for me to not have that extra move.
Yeah, I'm actually totally with you on that, too, because playing Project M, I actually like playing Ivysaur and Squirtle and Charizard by themselves without having, like, the meter where they wear down themselves, and then you gotta switch between them.
There's an invisible meter at that.
I know, but
there's
I'd
meter?
Love to just have... Yeah, you didn't know that?
There's a each Pokemon have stamina.
Hello? Yeah.
They never knew this? Weaker.
The animations change and everything.
So Shofu, on top of actual like in-game move decay, they have their own decay.
That's too far.
Yeah.
Why is this allowed to happen?
Because Brawl happened. That's why.
Random note, Brawl, Charizard is very cheap through getting through the boss monsters, if you ever do that minigame.
Oh, the boss battle mode?
Yeah, just Rock Smash with Charizard all day.
I feel like with Charizard, though, and this brings up something we talked about last time, is I feel like if Charizard, specifically Charizard, if he comes back, I feel like there's going to be a separate moveset for him and that he'll have Mega Charizard. I feel like it's going to happen because you know they're gonna have at least something have a Mega form in Smash Brothers, whether it be Mewtwo or Lucario, one of them. I hope it's Lucario. Rastafari and Lucario looks amazing. So I'd love to have him, but I think at this point, especially with the way the anime is going, because like Ash has Charizard again, in the games they're really pushing in all that the commercials for X and Y. They keep showing Mega Charizard, so I think maybe they might separate Charizard into his own moveset, maybe. But if not,
I like that idea.
Yeah, if not, I think they might just have Pokemon Trainer come back and either have the same Pokemon that he had before or have like X and Y characters.
Also, shout out to that fight between Charizard and Iris's Dragonite on the Japanese anime. That shit was sick. Random thought, since Charizard's back.
Yeah. Who's doing the next paragraph?
I got this. I got this.
All right, cool.
I got a voice for you, too.
All right.
Speaking of costumes. Should I really take it there?
Let this man speak.
If you want me to do it, I could do it. Speaking of costumes, I would really like to see a lot more variation. What do you think will be? Do you think it'll just be recolors or actual alternate costumes like they did with Wario? I think it would be a great idea if they finished that. Just have those characters be alternate costumes, such as you could click on Link, and his alternate costumes would consist of NES Link, Young Link, Dark Link, or Toon Link. Better yet, click on Zelda and get her to pick out her Skyward Sword outfit, her Skyward Sword Goddess outfit, or Ocarina of Time Child outfit, Ocarina of Time Adult outfit, the cloak from Twilight Princess, etc., etc. Or even a fan outfit where she wears...
What is this? Hold on. I gotta read. Outfit in which... She wears a pink version of Link's tune. I don't even know.
So this is turning into feminism.
I don't know what
this man. Wait, is this a dude or is this a dude or a girl? Is this a boy?
Is this the same person who asked the other questions?
No, it's Joshua.
All right, so it's a dude. So this man put his heart and soul into this email.
Hold on, let me grab the asterisk because I got another voice for you.
All
right. The question is where to draw the limit. Could this be done with different characters that are similar, would have an almost identical moveset? I.e. clones, make Moth just an alternate costume of Lucina, make Lucina an alternate costume of Moth, make Falco and Wolf alternate costumes of what? No, shut up. Dixie an alternate costume of Diddy, or would that be crossing the line? Or would it only be crossing the line if they were of different franchises, i.e. Magnus being... All right, you're doing too much.
Yeah, actually, time out, because I feel like with the Magnus thing, I don't think they'll ever do something like having alternate costumes of characters that are from different franchises. I don't think that's ever going to happen, ever.
Magnus should be a character.
I'm on the fence. I feel like if they give him a good moveset, fine. But for people who've played Kid Icarus, like, Palutena needs to be there first. First, without question.
I like Magnus because he looks cool. I've never played the game.
Oh, I mean, he's a good character in the game, but Palutena first. Even Hades could come in first. Viridi's going to be in the background. We've already seen her in the background. Of the one on 3DS, but I feel like I feel like they can't add any of the other god characters. Maybe Hades and maybe Palutena, but the other like god characters I think are going to be in the background of stages and things like that. I definitely don't think they're going to have alternate costumes from different franchises. That's something that's like way way far away from what might happen. I don't know. What do you guys think? Because
I think it's dumb.
It's doing too much. Like, how can you, I don't know. It's just weird for me to go to Diddy, have his moveset, and then put Dixie on top of him.
That's unnecessary.
I don't think it's at all, like, relevant or a efficient idea. Not at all.
And then on top of that, didn't Sakurai already confirm that there aren't going to be alternate costumes on the characters that have already been confirmed? I'm pretty sure there's an interview where he mentions, and the listeners who are listening right now, you could comment or something and let me know. But I'm pretty sure there's an interview where Sakurai said he's not going to do alternate costumes except for like cases like Wario.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
I recall that.
Yeah,
it'd just be outrageous. He's never done that before, and it's like, it would make people want that he actually flushed out the character completely rather than just putting a weird skin on top.
And I think people would be furious if they just put Falco and Wolf skins on top of Fox, because those characters play way differently from each other.
Right. It's already been established that they're their own people.
Right.
So, yeah. Whatever. Let's go. What's the next one?
Yeah, next part of the essay. Who's doing it? Go ahead.
Once again, bringing up the DBZ Dick Fight.
All right. I'm going to have to cut you off.
This man on his steroids, it's too much.
I got to cut
Once you again.
Off, you clicked on a character.
No.
And various costumes forms movesets of the character.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Okay, time out. I'm doing host duties right now. Time out. Unless you can enunciate... Is the voice?
Let me
the voice.
This man that took Bill Cosby and John Madden and just smashed them together.
Oh my goodness! All right, Ghost.
You clicked on a character.
Ghost.
And
it is Ghost.
Ghost, calm down, baby.
Get him out of here.
Calm down, baby.
Okay, just read it normal. Just
read it.
Let's go.
I'll just read it.
Okay.
What if you clicked on a character and various forms / movesets of the character popped up? Such that you click Mario and then you get to choose between Fire Mario, Ice Mario, Tanuki Mario, Paper Mario.
Didn't we already address this?
It's basically the same.
Going.
In this way, you would get variation on characters, but they would be pre-made builds, and thus balance should be less of a problem.
That would make balance more of a problem.
Yeah, I think that would definitely make balance more of a problem. This kind of goes back to what we talked about last episode with customizable movesets, is I feel like there's no way, especially because of the fact that you know they're going to try to rush this game out to help the Wii U, and on top of that, people want it on 3DS. I don't think people want... like weird gimmicks, like new customizable movesets. I mean, some people do, but I mean, when they're actually playing the game, I don't think you want like 6 variations of Mario. I think that's going to make the cloning thing worse. And then especially if the game comes out and they find out they added that stuff instead of like adding original characters, whew, we'd have a riot on the level that we've never seen before.
Yeah. What this guy's thinking, like how he wants this stuff to be done, would put too much onto the game, like, there would be too much focus on the characters.
I do think, on another note, that it would add a cool little element to the game if there was more variety in the movesets. However, the way this guy's trying to go about it is very just over the top.
Yeah, I mean, listing Brawl Peach, Super Princess Peach, Striker Peach, Daisy...
Too much. It's too much.
Too much. Just, like, one Peach with the Daisy coloring she has now. And especially... I'm almost offended by the fact he brought up Beast Ganon as an option for Ganondorf, because like that would play horrendously. Like to have
what he said about Peach was this is weird.
Yeah.
You click Peach and you get Brawl Peach, Super Princess Peach, Striker Peach.
Yeah.
Like
that's what I just said.
Although one saving grace that I can say for him is that I don't particularly mind the example he used for the blueprint for what he wants to do, just because if I remember correctly, in one of the older Budokai games, you could swap out different moves, like special moves, not just
right,
striking
that's
moves.
That's literally
for other
exactly
moves.
What we talked about last week.
And I feel as if that would be like a much better alternative to what he's suggesting here.
So basically, to wrap this section up, the guy who brought up the question of customized movesets last week, who wrote last week's essay, listener question, did a better job than this week's. I'm sorry.
Most definitely.
This was all over the place.
Yeah. I can't believe we spent this much time on this listener question. This is a good 10, 15 minutes.
Well, mostly the voices.
Thank you for sending in your question, though.
Be clear, like if last week's is much more concise, as you say, last week's was an essay, this week's was a brainstorm.
Yeah, this is like more of a brainstorm. So thanks for sending the question. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Warchamp, and he's going to be talking about Roy, who's recently been revealed for Project M.
Yeah.
So give us a quick second. We're going to bring in Warchamp, and we will see you guys again in a bit.
Go ahead. Okay.
We'll be right back.
for this very special segment.
Hey, it's good to be back and back.
You missed like a crazy section that we just recorded, so I don't know. We're not going to do voices for this segment. I think this is all going to be news.
Because
I feel like this people want to hear about this. It excited us out of the middle of nowhere. Roy was confirmed for Project M. Man, what can you tell us?
Well, obviously, one of the first things we want to get out of the way is that we have not replaced anyone. A lot of people were worried because in the state of Brawl modding right now is that there's no way to really add a character without replacing someone. And the Project M backroom have finally got everything working to not have to do that. So Roy is a completely new addition to all the other characters. It's not going to be replacing Ice Climbers or Samus or Yoshi. They'll all be coming at some point.
What is this witchcraft that you utilize?
So wait, I'm gonna go ahead and ask right now. I'm assuming that you're not allowed to disclose how the clone engine is working, or
well, like it's a really complex thing. I don't think anyone except like DS22 and Magus and all the people who worked on it actually know how it works. It's a lot of really complicated stuff, and
yeah, those guys are wizards.
They are. They really are, and. You know, a few people have noticed that at the end of the video, we in all the small print where we noted a bunch of things, one of the things we noted is that the clone engine is for our use and our use alone. That's not, like, forever. That's just for now, because the way things are right now, like, the clone engine is literally built around Project M, and without everything set up properly, it can easily freeze the game, it can corrupt your save file, it can break a whole bunch of stuff. Like, we have it working for our stuff, but, like, just giving it out and letting other people use it would just cause, like, you know, we'd have characters flying over the place and broken save files and freezing Wiis and all this other crazy stuff happening. So, if the clone engine is ever in a state where it's, like, easy for people to use that aren't, like, actual freaking assembly wizards, then, yeah, it'll come out. But for now, it's a really advanced thing that's kind of really only for us, because... Even our advanced people have trouble and encounter problems with it from time to time, and they made it.
So you were bringing up, you literally just mentioned the fact that like Roy is a completely new character, and so yeah. I'm just going to segue really quick into something someone tweeted me earlier. This is from John Lochness on Twitter, and he said, with Roy now being an addition to Project M, what other characters would you like to see in Project M? Does Project M have more potential now? So I like we don't need to go into another speculation thing. I'm just asking, is it being discussed, like bringing back other characters from Melee, like Mewtwo or Dr. Mario or Pichu, things like that?
Roy is the only character we have announced at this time.
Okay, there you go. Got that PR angle. All right.
Besides, I mean, they've incorporated Young Link into Toon Link and Dr. Mario into Mario.
Right.
Where's the limit, though? Like, can you just keep adding nonstop till, you know, we have, like, maybe 600 characters in Project M now?
Yeah, there you go.
No, there is a limit, and it's not nearly that high.
Okay, so I have a question. With this engine... Is it possible to even, like, not using Project M, but, like, cloning characters into just regular Brawl?
Well, he said that it only, they have it working for them, and well, I'm assuming that's...
Like, Project M is just literally Brawl, but with, like, yeah. edited stats on everything.
Right,
so,
right.
Like, we basically are. It's just that we've edited Brawl characters to behave a little bit differently. So, yeah, you could do that, but again, like, this is really specifically tailored for the way things are set up right now.
So then my other big question, and this isn't really a question as much as it's like a segue into you just going off. Go into some of the technical details of what you did to Roy as opposed to just like porting him over from Melee and being like, oh, we added this character. Because watching that video, that stuff is nuts. Like the new aerials, the new like double-edged dance thing. Whew, looks incredible. Yeah.
Roy's got he's gotten the same treatment as everybody else in Project M. You know, he's been brought into Project M and he's been tweaked and modified and given tools to deal with everyone else on the level that they're at now. As for like specific details, you're gonna have to wait until he's out. But just like every single other character on the roster, you can pretty confidently believe me when I say that he's on par with everyone else, just like every other character we add.
Oh, that's exciting.
So is he OP?
They do balancing.
Is he cheap like Sonic?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, my God. The guy who's asking that question is going to hear Warchamp say that and be like, oh, it's confirmed. I'm going to put it on GameFAQs now.
Oh, it's going to be everywhere. IGN's going to pick it up. Polygon's going to jump on it.
Oh. It's going to be everywhere. So,
go ahead. You go.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering, you guys releasing that trailer and you guys revealing that Roy is, you know, a new character now. Were you hyping it up basically to maybe hint that a new version of Project M is coming and it's in the works and it's happening very soon?
Well, I don't think it's any secret that we're going to have another version of Project M. Like, 2.6 isn't the end of it. It's just done. You know, this is what we're announcing Roy, but it's never coming out.
Like, so it's gotta be.
There's been all that Turbo Mode talk and stuff as well. So
yeah, Turbo Mode will be in the next release. We're doing the Turbo Tuesdays now.
That's confirmed. That's next release.
Turbo will be in the next release.
Woo!
And as will Roy.
Good. Very good.
Tell me how this is better than every Smash game. Sakurai.
Well, the thing is, and you probably can't say this, but I'm assuming you're not just adding Roy to the next release. I'm assuming there will be other returning characters. Can you hint at to maybe one of them?
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Or Japan time. You heard it here first.
Well, obviously the goal is to bring back everybody from Brawl. That's not in yet. That's the goal. That's what we're aiming for. Like, we're not making any promises. We try to avoid doing that. We try not to show characters until they're, like, the completely finished, because, you know, people will see something, they're like, oh my god, that looks awesome, or oh, that looks terrible.
Right, looks broken or something, right.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So we try not to show things until they're, like, in a final state. So right now, you know, we've announced Roy, and we'll announce the other Brawl characters being in the next version if you know, they're going to be ready and they're in their final state. The goal is obviously to have all of the Brawl characters back for the next release.
Oh wow! For the next release, so everyone in the old roster—that's yes. Huge. That is, what? That's
top of on top of that information, Roger.
Whoa! That's going to be tweeted in like 5 seconds. And it's broken right now.
we're still missing like what five of the
yeah. So veterans? Yoshi, Olimar, Yoshi,
Icy,
Olimar,
Samus, and Kirby.
We're trying.
Speaking of which, for Kirby, when you guys were like. Project M Twitter is hinting, it's like, oh, go to the character page for a hint on the next character that's going to be released. So I went there, and I see at the bottom, powered by, and then Kirby's face. So I got so hyped that it was going to be Kirby coming out, and then the Roy video was released, and I was bamboozled.
Yeah, no, that's been on the website ever since the new one went up. That's actually the back end. That's the back end that's being used. It's just, it's very coincidentally called Kirby, and we're using it for a Smash site. So I threw a little icon in there right.
The thing about Kirby, though, is I feel like Kirby's in a situation just like the other characters, like in the past Smash Brothers games, where he's always the last one to be shown off. Like, even in demos for Brawl, Kirby wasn't in any of the demos pre-Brawl, despite the fact that, like, there were even new characters like Ike and Sonic in some of those demos. And Sakurai had even previously announced the reason he did that was because of the copy ability stuff. And I'm assuming mm-hmm. you guys don't want... I'm assuming it's going to be the same with you guys, where Kirby is the last thing you reveal after everybody, because you still have to add the copy character stuff into the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so.
I think I always see PMBR members talking about how Samus is like the hardest character ever to port into being Melee from Brawl, because she's so like, she was really glitch-based in Melee, like super wave dash and stuff, and it's hard to replicate a glitch.
He's hacking the database now.
Everyone that's not out yet is just for a reason that, like, you know, something's come up or something's just been a little bit more difficult than anticipated. And so we're just trying to get all those things worked out and finalized. And that's the only reason for everyone so far that hasn't come out. Like,
so Baby Mario on Yoshi's back confirmed for the next release of Project M, right?
I didn't say anything even close to that.
So controller port 3 master.
That's all I was hearing this entire time you were talking.
Yeah, me too. Me and Ricky were ready and waiting.
Hopefully. Yeah. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, me too. I think all of us saw that video and simultaneously freaked out.
Oh, wait. Oh, I got excited. I thought tomorrow was Monday. And that the Turbo Tuesday video is going to be out soon.
Oh.
Soon. I'm actually working on this week's.
Can you give us a hint on what the next Turbo Tuesday is?
It's a character.
Oh.
In Turbo Mode. Using
Controller Port 3 Master Hand, possibly.
Oh, God. I don't know. Obviously, I don't have the power of the back room. But if I can relate something to you, please. No playable Master Hand, I beg of you. Please. Don't do it.
Just throw it in there. Make us find it.
It's too much work.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you can talk about that isn't specifics about Roy that's left that we haven't already covered? And if not, I'm going to move into something really quick while you're here.
I'm trying to think.
Does he just still have his gold color?
Yeah, it was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, it was? Mm-hmm. All right, nice.
I want to make a point about something that I found really funny that I've wanted to share, but I'm trying to make sure it's okay for me to talk about it.
You're doing furious typing to try and find out. All right, well, while
it's a comment by Zorart.
What'd you say?
Forget it.
Are you guys adding subspace? Confirmed? Subspace confirmed for Project M? You heard it here first?
What? You can play it, but it's like hella glitchy.
That's what I'm saying, though. New subspace, new characters. Bosses, Sasuke confirmed.
Stop.
Well, while you're here and while you're waiting to find out if you can reveal information, was there anything that you saw in the pictures from last week that you want to talk about? Because we already have discussed all the daily pictures, but we want to hear what you have to say while you're here. So was there anything that you noticed in the Peach pictures or in pictures of the stages or anything in particular you wanted to talk about?
We announced Roy and Smash 4 showed a hole in the wall. Come at me.
Woo! Shots fired right there.
It's stuff like this, though. It's because I don't want to say anything that's going to be outrageous. But it's stuff like this. When I keep seeing advancements in the Brawl hacking community and advancements in Project M that make me feel like it doesn't even matter if Smash 4 comes out so much. Because, like, they do a lot of work to keep it fresh.
Right. We have like a beautiful thing to tide us over in the meantime, right?
Right.
I just have flashbacks of Brawl Plus.
What's Sakurai's Twitter? I'm going to
on step it up. At Sora Sakurai.
Yeah, there it is.
The last thing we need is Nintendo getting mad at us.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure like we waived that after we did the live call with customer service in episode 3. I feel like during the Melee thing, I think we sort of broke any sort of like not support necessarily, but official backing.
Yeah. All right. So I just wanted to clarify something before I talked about like another thing with Samus, and one of the reasons like she's not out yet is for a really long time we had an issue where just while playing, you know, we all of a sudden physics would start breaking for people. Like Falcon's up B would start going like 5 times as high or random shit like that. And we could never figure out what it was. And like, you know, one day a few people sat down, you know, they just started like going through things and trying to figure out like, you know, what were the factors involved when this happened? Like, you know, what characters had been played so far and blah, blah, blah. And we actually came to the conclusion that like, Project M, you know, the physics are different from Brawl. So it's got like its own physics engine, you know, written into a spot in memory that, for the longest time, we thought was completely clear. So, you know, we had this code written to memory that we thought was completely open, and then after that one day where we tried to crack down on why physics were breaking, it turns out that when Samus uses her Zare, it actually writes to that block of memory we were using for part of the engine for, like, a frame or something, and so it would completely break everything.
What the heck?
So, like, as soon as you had Samus Zare, like, a bunch of physics on a bunch of characters would break horribly and everyone would be flying all over the screen and stuff.
That's crazy why they coded it that way.
It's just weird little stuff like that that have kind of led to the current characters to not be out yet. And, like, you know, we're fixing these problems. You know, we're finding other ones. We're fixing those. And once they're all sorted out and everyone's, you know, balanced, got their full movesets and everything, and then, you know, we'll put them out.
Yeah. Well, good. That was actually a really informative segment to go along with the really crazy speculative first half of this episode that we did. So honestly, thanks for joining us, even. Thanks for coming on. Obviously, Warchamp, you guys who are listening, you guys know Warchamp is almost a regular at this point. He's been on, like, the past, what, 4?
I've been on a couple. I've been on, like, 2 or 3.
The majority of the episodes we've done so far. So, but we know you were busy with the live stream today, and obviously Project M, with things ramping up, you've been busy with other stuff, so thanks again for joining us. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before I wrap this up? Take a moment. Think about it.
There's going to be another announcement in Project M's Turbo Tuesday this week.
Another big announcement?
Hey!
Exclusive right now.
We're not talking Roy level, but there will be an announcement in it.
Cool.
Hey, new Roy.
Me too.
Sorry, I confirmed.
Roy's brother also confirmed. Jared.
DJ, you will exclusive.
Plus, his dad is in the game. Hector, right? His dad? You just throw Hector in. Give him the same moveset. So
it's not a character, but just another announcement. It's Turtle Tuesday. I'm actually working on that video right now.
Right on. Cool. So by the time a lot of you listen to this, you probably will have already seen what we're talking about or what we're hinting at. So in order to wrap this up, how about everyone just say where we can find you? I'm going to do Shofu's Twitter because he always says he doesn't have one. It's at Official Shofu.
Hello?
Everybody else, what are your Twitter pages?
At the Real Zef.
At Ricky Coke.
Ricky Coke.
At Matty Boy Houston. That's it.
Nice voice crack right there.
Hey,
that voice like crack a, though.
You look like a Glee cast member. It's all good.
This is how you treat your guests, Roger.
Together.
No, it's fine. He can treat me that way because I bounce back pretty well.
Yeah, you're good. It's been a pleasure having you on this episode, Matt.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Coach, here's his tip because he looked like Gary.
Find me at the Subway and Jane and Finch. Meet me up.
Hey,
no, just find me at Coast Wank.
Pause.
Don't worry about that one, though.
When are you going to get an actual name?
No. And then Warchamp is at Warchamp7, I know that.
You can find me at Warchamp7. That's my Twitch. That's my YouTube. ProjectMGame.com. If you don't already play, you should get on that. All you need is an SD card and a Wii and Brawl.
And then before we close out, I want to give a special shout-out. I did this last episode, too. I want to do it again. Thank you to BMania99, CDINS, Hazo803, and FancyMojo for giving us 5-star reviews and 5-star ratings on iTunes. Thank you very much. And for everyone else who's listening, please subscribe to us on iTunes so you guys can get it immediately as we put up the episode. You just search Japan Time or Japan Time Podcast, and we will come up. 5-star us, give us those ratings, give us those reviews. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about. And then finally, this is an exclusive announcement that I don't even think any of you know about except for me and Ricky, which is huge, and I'm going to be announcing it right now, is me and Ricky have been talking about it for a while now, and within the next couple weeks, we're going to be setting together our own YouTube channel. We haven't come up with a name yet, but it's going to be essentially Game Grumps and us playing through a bunch of games, and we will let you know more information, or better yet, how about you leave in the comments of this episode whether or not you even want to see that, whether we should use our time to do it, because if none of you are going to listen, we won't do it. So, drop an exclusive like crazy. Oh,
shout-outs to George W. Hoodrat.
Oh, yeah. So,
for being, like, the best follower ever.
Yeah, he's been liking everything we're doing and following and retweeting. And so thank you, George W. Hoodrat. And who wants to take us out this week? Ricky, do you have some crazy, blasphemous thing to say?
Actually, this time
I think I said Ricky, not Coast. So
this time, for the first time, I have absolutely nothing at all to say. I do have a friend over here, though, who might regale you with the story, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, introduce
him. Babatunde. Babatunde. Come over here real quick.
No.
Wait, hold on. There's really someone named Babatunde in the room? What is going on?
Hey, what do you want?
Jesus.
I'm over here with the Japan Time cast. You want to talk to him for a minute?
Hey, hello? Hello? Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello?
Oh, hey, what's going on? What do you want me to tell them?
My name is Goblin.
What do you want me to tell them?
Yo, I don't know, man. Just tell them a story, something. Oh, okay. Okay, do you guys want to know how I met this man?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. Hold on. I remember it was 1983. And I had just escaped a camp where they enslaved monkeys to excavate blood diamonds from a mine. And in the night, as I was running, abandoning my brothers and sisters with tears in my eyes, I came upon flames so tall that they licked the sky. And in front of those flames was a man who I would come to know was Ricky Cocaine.
Yes!
Oh my god. Alright, and that's it. Wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening.
I mean, it broke me.
All right, thank you guys.
sense is murdering intent.
Okay, stop. Good night. Good night. We'll see you guys next week. Good night.